Joaquin José Cervino, 1817 to 1883. Cervino always considered Ontinyent to be his birthplace, although in reality he was born in Tortosa on the 18th of May 1817, where his father, José Cervino y Encinas Lago, was stationed as Lieutenant Colonel in the Oltonia Regiment. His mother, Josefa Ferrero y Pons Reveyes, was the daughter of an important Ontinyent family. When he was just 21 days old, his father was posted to Santiago, and then further postings meant that the family moved to La Coruña, Santander, Santoña, and Valladolid, where his father finally retired in 1820. His family eventually established a home in Ontinyent in March 1821. The family home in Ontinyent, in the Placeta de l'Escura Square, was also the birthplace of his six siblings, Concepción, Juan, Luis, Vicente, José, and Enrique. Joaquín José began school in Ontinyent and then went to university in Valencia, where he graduated in law in 1842. He chose the judiciary and began his career in the Ontinyent law courts. He became mayor, taking office on the 3rd of July 1843, but was soon called by the then Minister of Justice, Luis Mayans, to take up a position at the ministry. He left his post as mayor on the 31st of March 1844 and moved to Madrid, where he took up his post as director of scribes, and where he later became deputy director of notary registries. In September 1860, he married Dominica Hidalgo Romo. The marriage produced two children, Marcelo and Lola. Despite the distance, his links with Ontinyent remained strong, and he bought two properties, El Ángel in Font de la Figuera and another in Ontinyent itself, which he named La Esperanza. On the 13th of March 1863, he was named magistrate to the territorial audience in Madrid, and on the 24th of December 1874, he was made a magistrate at the Supreme Court. He retired in July 1883. 5 months later, on the 21st of December 1883, he died at his home, El Ángel, at the age of 66. His remains are buried in the cemetery at Font de la Figuera. His work. Thanks to his deeply humanistic approach, along with his poetic genius and mastery of meter, he was a frequent visitor at literary meetings and readings, while producing a wide range of writings on diverse subjects. Two of his biblical dramas, Sarah in 1847 and Judith in 1848, were performed in Madrid. He was in constant contact with contemporary authors such as the Duke de Rivas, Hudson Bush, de la Rada y Delgado, and Juan Valera. Important among his poetry collections were La Virgen de los Dolores, or The Virgin of Suffering, 1848, edited in Mexico in 1855, La Nueva Guerra Púnica, or The New Punic War, 1860, and Oda a la Fe, or Ode to Faith. He produced two epic poems, La Victoria de Bailén, or The Victory at Bailén, 1851, and La Mallorquina, or The Mallorcan, 1876, as well as the novelas Tabitha, 1856, Claudia Procula, and El Anciano de Jerusalem, or the Old Man of Jerusalem. In 1860, he wrote the addresses that were to be proclaimed in the fiestas in Ontinyent, the embassies of the Moor and the Christian, or las embajadas del Moro y del Cristiano. Literary awards. In 1860, he was awarded the first prize in the open poetry contest by the Spanish Royal Academy to commemorate the triumph of the Spanish forces in the African War. Queen Isabel II presented him with the gold medal for his prize-winning poem entitled The New Punic War, or Spain in Morocco. In 1876, his epic poem La Mallorquina, or the Mallorcan, won the first prize in the open poetry contest of the city of Valencia, which celebrated King James the Conqueror.